Lishna da adam neman alatzmo yosin mea eidim. According to the opinion that says that a person has believed more than 100 eidim, ha'im yirtzalomar levar of Rabbi Meir kamri. When we say in yirtzalomar, that's following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. What Tosas is saying is that we just got through a saying, says Tosos, that if a person says, Mezid a Yisi, so then that power to be able to say Mezid a Yisi is what's going to give you the Ne'amonus, according to the Rabbanim. Now Tosos is bothered by Akasha. The Akasha that Tosos is bothered by is at the end of the day, there is an opinion that we already advanced earlier in a previous Tosos that says that the Rabbanim holds that you're believed not based on the idea of Yirtzalom or Mezid a Yisi. That's not the reason why a person is believed. Rather, it's based on Adam Neman al Atzmo Yosef Mimei Aiden. So who can tell me what Tosis is bothered by? When Tosis says the words, Lishna da Adam, what's Tosis bothered by when Tosis says this? Yes? Avram, go ahead.
Why didn't they just respond by saying that it's greater than 100 years?
Exactly. The Gemara was quoting a Mishnah in Krisus that seems to say that the reason, according to the Rabbanan, you believe is because you could have said Mezid or Yisi. That's the rationale that you believed according to the Rabbanan. If that's the rationale that you believed according to the Rabbanan, so that rationale is not what's expressed in the Gemara itself. Again, when the Gemara says Amru lo man yirtzalomar Mezid or Yisi, when we use that Lashon, so that Lashon, Tosis points out, that Lashon Tosis is saying is a Lashon of Adam Neman Alatzmo Yosef Mimei Aiden. So that's what Tosis is saying over here. So if that's so, then why did the Gemara say Man Yirtzalomar Mezid Yisi? Why did the Gemara use that Lashon? Now Rabosai, that observation of Tosis, he answers in the following way. How does he answer that question? How does Tosis answer that question? Guys, it's 12:15. You should have. It's 12:15 now. You just got into the room now. Yes, Jose.
So.
Yes.
When they're counteracting the mayor, they're using the start of the second edition of the
correct. In other words, what Tosis is observing is the following. If anybody came late that didn't follow, ask me to repeat. What Tosis is saying is as follows. Tosis is saying that this Lashon of the Gemara, Aman Yirtzalomar Mezid Yisi, is not the source of the Shita of the Rabbanan. The Shita of the Rabbanan, we got through saying above, is based on Adam Neman al Atzmo, Yosef Mimei Aiden. That's what it's based on. If it's based on Adam Neman al Atzmo, Yosef Mimei Aiden, so then, Tosa says, this line of the Gemara, Man Yirtzalomar Mezid Yisi, that line of the Gemara is not correct. How could it be not correct? The Gemara says it. What does it mean? So who can answer that question? Yisrael did. That's what Tosa means when he says that we're going Lidvar of the Rabbi Meir. In other words, the way you read the first line of Tosa, repeating what we said on Thursday, the way in which you read the first line of Tosa is as follows. Tosis is saying that according to the Rabbanan, the reason why a person is believed when he says Lo Achalti Chelev is based on the idea of Adam Neman al Atzmo Yosef Mimei Aedim. That's what it's based on. And therefore, it has nothing to do with this Migu or this Mitaritz Dibure. However, the Chachamim over here use the expression Yirtzalomar Mezid Yisi, which seems to be against the concept of Adam Neman al Atzmo Yosef. That's based on the idea that they're saying Lidvar of the Rebbe Meir. You, Rebbe Meir, should agree to me, even if you're going to disagree with Adam Neman al Atzmo Yosef Mimei Aiden. But why does this guy not have what Tosfos is going to refer to as Mitaritz Diburei? That's how you read the first line. Back inside, Lelishna da Adam Neman al Atzmo Yosef Mimei Aiden. Hayim Yitzalom al Lidvar of the Rebbe Meir. He's going according to the opinion of Rebbe Meir. In other words, if we're going to say Adam Neman Atzal Yosef Mei Aidim, so then really the response should not be according to the Rabbanan. He could say Mezida Yisi. The response of the Rabbanan should be, he's Nevon. Yosser made them as we've been Masvir in the past. But he's saying L'divrei de Rebbe Meir. So last Thursday I said very briefly, now let's just make sure the Talmidim understand the Omek HaDvarim. I wanted to argue that this is Tosfos L'shitaso. Who could explain to me why this is Tosfos L'shitaso? This line in Tosfos is L'shitaso. I'm just fleshing out what we already set out in the past, but it's been a week, and I confused you a lot on Thursday, so I want to go back to that point. Yes, David?
Last Tosfos he said.
Which one's the last Tosfos?
Tosfos Malipi.
Beautiful. Very good.
It says the
That's true. Tosa said that there. Can you give me a nafkamina? Why? You're right. The first step is David's point, and that David points out that Tosas and Dibra Maskil Lamalipiv had said that we're going according to the opinion. It says, Adam Neman Alatzma Yoiser Mimeid. That's step number one. But more than that, why does Adam Neman Alatzma Yoiser Mimeid preclude the other pshat? There's more, David, than to what you just said. Yes, Josh? Leaving Rabbi Chiya aside, within the Sugya Krisus itself. You're right. You know what? I interrupted you. Maybe let me let you finish.
Can you say the question one more time?
Yeah, the question was, how is Tosis Lushitasa? How is Tosis Lushitasa on Dibra Maskul Malapiv? Continue, Josh, with what you were saying. I thought you were going in a different direction. I realized you might be saying something else. Go ahead, start again. Start again what you said, Rabbi Chiya.
Because in our Gemara, if you would have said that the second Mishnah in Krisus was when the Rabbanim hold, then in our Gemara, when it sounded like the second Mishnah, and if you would have said that's what the Rabbanim hold, then
go ahead.
Then Rabbi Chiya could have even held like the Rabbanan, and it wouldn't have had to say
in what halacha. Think in halachic terms, not in the shaklutari. Think in the terms of the halacha. You're 100% correct, but I interrupted you originally because I wanted you to say what you're saying in very, very practical terms in regards to what halacha.
In a specific case.
Yes.
In the case where the guy... Sorry?
We're not rushing. There's no rush. Even though we started late, we're not rushing. Go ahead.
In the case where the guy says that he's chayav, and the agent says he's chayav.
Let's take a look at Tosos, the top Tosos, top line in Tosos. They say that you didn't eat Chalev, only Shuman, and he says, I ate Chalev. Is that what you just said?
Yeah. So he calls himself Chayev and they didn't call him.
Beautiful. Tosos above, Dibra Amaskul Malapiv, said the line of the Gemara that says, Malapiv Shikei Mechayvin Karban is assuming that if I say that I ate Chalev and the Edom say, no, it's Shuman, I'm still going to be Chayev. And Tosos said, that's what our Gemara is assuming because I can't read Malapiv any other way. Vamevin Yavin, the Ramban disagree in the second day. So Tosos learned that our Gemara of Malapiv, how is Piv stronger than Aiden? The answer is, Tosos said, against the Ramban in the second day. Tosos says the way in which Piv is stronger is that I'm believed against Aiden to say that I'm Chayiv a Karban. And that only makes sense, Tosos said. According to the man Dalmar, Adam Neman al Atzmo Yosem Imei Aedim. So says Josh, that is Tosis Lishitaso. That Tosis over here started out and said, this line in the Gemara doesn't make sense, Ma'am Yirtzaloy Marmezid Yisi. That doesn't make sense because we said, according to the Rabbanan, our Sugya only could be learned according to the man Dalmar of Adam Neman al Atzmo Yosem Aedim. Lamai Nafgamina, those two deos. If a guy says, and the Edom say, no, you didn't. According to the man, the Omar, who says, see, in such a case, you're not going to be chayiv a carbon. The edim are still going to be believed. But according to the Ma'adam, our Adam Ne'eman al-Atzma Yosem Yimei Ha'edim, the halach is that this guy is going to be believed against edim, Yosem Yimei Ha'ish. He's believed against him. So once Taisus learned Ma'alipiv the way he did upstairs, so Taisus has to say this line in your Tzalom Amazin Yisi. Is not going according to the Rabbanon. And it has to be Litvara of the Rebbe Meir Kamalei. I think there's a big Hosafa to the Torah world. I didn't see anybody spell this out. Somebody sees anybody that makes this point, that Tosel Lishitosel, and according to the other Pshat in the Ramban, you don't have to learn Litvar of the Rabbi Meir Kamerle, I'd be very, very excited. I think this is quite a ha'ara. Look around. I'd like to hear if somebody finds someone who says this idea. Okay, let's continue on in Tosos. Moshe, you have a question?
I thought you were just saying like it doesn't make sense in the words for the Rabban to be saying their own opinion when they say my Amir Saloma according to the first Lashon.
Why?
It doesn't fit in. Adam Nemo asked whatever me ish. Doesn't like how would you fit that in according to the words my Amir Saloma is to you? He's explaining it. They're not saying their own opinion here because it doesn't fit in the words.
Doesn't fit into the words.
Of my ears along amazing.
Who has a krisus? I hear your ha'ar. Who has a krisus? Thank you, bro. No, I need the Mishnah. I need a Mishnah to respond to. Thank you. Cannot accept what you said is because this line Amru lo ma'am yirtzalomer meizid ayisi is not something that's introduced by the Gemara in Bavitzia Gimel Mabez. It's not something that's introduced in Gemara Krisus Yabez and Aleph that the guys have photocopied. It's a Mishnah. In other words, the Rabbanan Amru lo ma'am yirtzalomer meizid ayisi is going that line is already appears in the Mishnah, which means therefore that however you understand Adam Neman alatzmo yosir meyish, you're going to need to read it back into the Lashna Mishnah of Amir Tzalomar Mezid Ayisi. Okay? So, the Manda Amar, according to your Kasha, is not a Kasha on my Pshat and Tosis. Your Kasha is a good Kasha, if he asked me that Kasha in Seder. And that is, at the end of the day, Amir Tzalomar Mezid Ayisi, how does that fit? How does that Manda Amar says, Adam Neman Alatzmo, read back into the Mishnah? I gave his answer in Seder.
Well, that's what Tosis is explaining. He's not.
No. I don't think so. No. I don't think so. No. There are two deos, and there are two different ways to read it. I see what you're saying. I don't think that's what's going on according to Tosis. I think that Tosis is bothered Dafka in what the way he learned above. I think that's what Tosis is bothered by. The way to check whether I'm right or you're right is to see if Tosis and Croesus makes the point. If Tosis and Croesus makes the same point, then you're right. If Tosis and Croesus doesn't make this point, then I'm right. Very good, Moshe. Very good. I like your ha'ara. That was that whole Masul Matan was amazing. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's see. So we got, that's an open question. Good. I'm glad that you fought me on that. Avram, what's your ha'ara?
I mean, I spoke with my predator, and just in terms of what you were saying, how if anybody says it's also the Shitasar, the reason maybe nobody mentions it is it's not necessarily the Shitasar. It's not really connected to the fact that the Gemara is going according to the first Mishnah is one point. And then the second question is, how does the Mishnah work according to both opinions?
Right. So that's what Moshe wants to tie in. Well, you're saying you're along the lines of Moshe, but I don't recall Tosis and Croesus making this point. So I think that Tosis Dafka brings it up over here based on what he said above. But you're right. If Tosis and Croesus makes this point, you could have a different question as well. But you guys are saying good. The question is that whether Tosis and Croesus makes the point. If Tosis and Croesus does not make the point, then I think it's a raya like me, because it's really a pshat question in Croesus, not a question about Mitzia. If Tosis and Croesus makes the point, then it could very well be that you guys are right, and that requires more even. Okay, but let's continue on. Good. So Tosfos says, "Deliidach lishna." Two lines in. Time of the Narshayu comes. Period. The ein lefarish. Then Tosfos says, "And do not explain." Umayir yirta lomar mezid yisi. She einema lomar lo chalti migu di bayamar mezid yisi. Da migu b'makom edemu. Tosfos asks a question that we've already developed before, and that is, at the end of the day, it can't be that I just simply have a migu. If I wanted to have lied, I could have lied better by saying mezid yisi, because you cannot say I didn't eat lo achalti migu di achalom mezid yisi, because there are edim that say that you ate. So it's a migu b'makom edim. Ela klomar af mash amar lo achalti yachol etaris dvarav. So Tosfos says that the pshat over here is that it's a yachol etaris dvarav v'lomar lo achalti shogeg ela mezid, that I didn't eat b'shogeg, rather I ate b'mezid. In other words, when I said lo achalti, what I meant was lo achalti shogeg. They didn't come along and said achalta chelev b'shogeg. He says lo achalti. So what's he saying lo achalti to? Is he saying lo achalti b'shogeg or lo achalti klal? Says Tosfos, if I just said lo achalti, so then in such a case there's room to say lo achalta b'shogeg, I will mezid achalti. But b'migu you're not going to have. Why? Because b'migu makom edim. And we're talking about a case where the Edom don't know for sure. So then he's not going up against the Edom. He's just explaining what the Edom saw. Now, we put on the Mara Makomos. There are two things I'd like to do with you today, after our first point. And that is, number one, to see the Rajba. Just see the Rajba's Shita in regards to the issue that Tosfos raised in terms of Migul Malkum Eidim. And then, Bezer Hashem, I already want to get into the famous, the world-famous Kasha about Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. Mayor, it's great to have you. All right, Hashem. Go ahead.
Saying that it's not just a stump case.
He's qualifying. I would use a different word. He's qualifying the case in the Gemara.
He's saying that at the end of the day, someone actually said the
Mezid. Right. Let's take a look at the Rajba. Mam Yirtzalomer Mezid Aisi. Hasam Bikrisus. Terekom Rulo Nemra Lo Bigmar Shtei Lashonos. So far, this is pretty straightforward. Echom Shamigu Dibayam Mezid Aisi Upater Hashnami Upater Demaloy Lashaket. By the way, the Rajba immediately assumes that this is a migu. He assumes it's a migu. I want to point out also that the Ritva in Rashi also says Beferish, Rashi holds it's a migu. Vamevin Yavin, the Chiddush that I said on Thursday, is in Rashi is Mefurish against what the Ritva says Bidas Rashi. Okay. The Rajba also here seems to assume that the standard approach is that it's a migu and not Mitarik's Dibura. But he's bothered at the end of the day it's a migu makom edim. So he says, like Tosfos, he says it's not a migul makom edim because he's going to be able to be metarik dibure. Va'af agav the asik dibure lo achalti klal. Says the Rajba, but he said lo achalti klal. What Rabbi Osai, explain to me what the Rajba is bothered by. Va'af agav is always what? Is it always a lashon aveh?
Question.
So what's the Rajba bothered by? Yes, Josh?
At the end of the day, it was a lashon that he was lo achalti. The assumption there is lo achalti klal.
Well, the Rajba said, he said lo achalti klal. Okay.
Sorry, he said that even he said.
So the Chura, right, the Rajba put that into the words of the Gemara. He's adding, right. He's assuming that when you, there are different ways to read the Rajba and his Va'af Al-Gav, but on the most, let's go with the most basic understanding. The Rajba saying, at the end of the day, he says he didn't eat at all. When the Rajba learns, he said lo achalti klal, Or he assumes that the words lo achalti mean lo achalti klal. At the end of the day, how can you be metaritz dibure? That's how the Rajba learns. That's the Rajba's kasha.
But if you were to say mechatim klal from the beginning, how would the Rambam deal with that?
That's what the Rajba's asking. That's exactly what the Rajba's asking. The Rajba's asking at the end of the day, if he says lo achalti klal, how are you going to be metaritz dibure? That's exactly his kasha. That's what the Rajba asks. So that is the answer. Let's take a look. Anu me'osa shah sha'amar lo achalti. The moment he says lo achalti, ro'en oso kilo amar lo achalti shoge yela mezid. We view that expression of lo achalti as the halacha allows us to change his words. That when he says lo achalti, we're allowed to interpret those words of lo achalti shoge yela mezid, even though he says lo achalti klal. Sarachiyun gadol, and Birtze Hashem, you'll discuss with your Talmidim, what mechanic is this? At the end of the day, he's saying lo achalti klal. So at the end of the day, what koach do we have to switch those words? What does he mean? Anu me'osa shosham lo achalti. Now, I just want to stop and point out that we saw a Rishon that Beferish disagrees with this. Who Beferish disagrees with this? Yes, Eliezer Shlema? The Ritva, beautiful. The Ritva we saw said no. The nafkamina between Adam Neman Alasmon Yoser Me'edim and Mitaritz Dibure is if you could say Lo Achalti Klal. The Rajba says that Lo Achalti Klal will only work. The Ritva says Lo Achalti Klal will only work according to Madomer Adam Neman Alasmon Yoser Me'edim. Then you don't need to be Mitaritz Dibure. But if you need to be Mitaritz Dibure, the only time Lo Achalti is going to work is if you say lo achalti, but if you say lo achalti klal, like Moshe's father is assuming in such a case, then of course you can't be metaritz dibure. So your hanocha is like the Ritva, the Rajba, and I don't know exactly how the Rajba is working. The Rajba says that when a person says lo achalti, even though lo achalti means lo achalti klal, but we have a koach to put into his words lo achalti shoygeig el amazed, which is a massive kiddush. Mirtz Hashem, you'll say shir in this. Hashem, one day Moshe will say shir in this. Well, exactly. We'll say over that your father had the tzarachiyun, and then and now you'll come to be miyashiv. Okay, so far so good. Yes, Yisrael.
I think we answered on Thursday that also it's supposed to be Shoshana. He said that specifically in this case where the Tarez works, we don't want to bring Kulim into the Migdash.
Right, but the problem.
That's the reason why we have it allowed, that there's an Isser bring Kulim.
You're saying, in Mirtz Hashem, you'll convince your Talmud. But you're going to have to convince me after Mimcha. That's correct. I understand the direction that you're going, but still, Dying Sarach Liyu. Still, Dying Sarach Liyu. Yes, Izzy.
Does the Rashba still hold the Migdal is still working?
What's that?
Does the Rashba still hold that the Migdal is still working? Just retired Sibura, this way can be a Migdal by the region? Or it sounds like there's still Migdal.
Very good question. Let's continue on the Rashba's words. Yes, Pinchas?
By the fact that the Migdal are choosing to be shaving,
yes.
The fact that he responds to all the same God, no,
right.
That is by itself the Rashba's words.
Yes, that's a chat. That's a working chat. The question, of course, would be, as for you to discuss, is what happens if it went in the inverse order, right? Do we still say that also might be tolling the Ritva and the Rajba? That also might be tolling. Okay, you guys know that I believe that our tafkid is to make the most, bring out the most salient points in the sugya. Know what we know what we don't know, and move on. Because if we try to answer every question, then we won't become talmidei chacham. Then we're just going to sit on one sugya for 3 months, and then lo alecham lo choligmar. And my responsibility is to teach you the little bit that I know, and then your responsibility is to take it further. Yes, va'afal gav to osik tibure lo achalti klal. Even though he said, I didn't eat at all, So how can you be mitaritz dibur, right?
Anu me'osa shah she'amar lo achalti.
It seems like the Rashba seems to be saying like this. Even if later on he says lo achalti klal, but since his first statement was lo achalti, in other words, the Rashba might hold, he didn't say lo achalti klal the first moment. He just said lo achalti. Rowin also kilu amar lo achalti shogeg el amazed. So that might be something that Moshe would develop, and that is the idea that somehow that once he says lo achalti, we automatically give him a nemas lo achalti meiz, and then we ignore what he says afterwards lo achalti klal. Adayin tzarichin. Where did the Rashba get that there were two moments that he first said lo achalti and then he said lo achalti klal? All that remains a little bit unclear. But at the end of the day, says the Rashba, we don't say migul like this makom edim. That we already saw. Yisrael made reference to it. That the Tosfos Yishonim points out that we're not mitaritz dibure. Increases the Tosfos Yishonim makes the point that we're not mitaritz dibure in most cases. We don't say, oh, what the litigant meant to say was this. Whatever the litigant said, that's what he said. We're not mitaritz dibure. Shani acha, here it's different. V'chsiv oy hoida elav v'lo sheyodiyu acherim. Says the Rashba, at the end of the day, this is not a regular migu. By the way, if I'm Mavin Yom, it turns out I was mechaving to the Rashba on Thursday that I said that this is a special halacha. You're not mitaritz dibure in other cases. I said that in the context of Tos Yishan. But what, it's less important that I said it. More important is I'm just putting in the context of Thursday shir. The Rashba says that this is Xeris HaKosim. In other words, you can't use Metaritz Dibure in other cases in Shas. It's only in this case because the Torah says, Oy Hoida Elov. What does that mean, Oy Hoida Elov? That the Edom inform me. Why do I need the Edom to inform me? When the Edom say that I did not Veira Chas V'Chalila, that's a reality vis-a-vis Bezdin. Whether I agree or not. Right? We're about to have cases where Edom come along and say, Ruvain is Chayiv Misa. What Ruvain says, I'm not Chayim Misa, we ignore it. So there's a Xeris HaKosa when it comes to Karban, Ohoda Elov, that the Edom inform me, and then I say, oh yeah, I'm Chayim. Because normally it never says the Edom inform me. So it starts with the Psukim. Normally it doesn't say that the Edom inform me. This appears in the beginning of Vayikra. Must be that my input is important. We already saw my input is important, according to Shita Mikubet says, because it's my personal Kapara, which of course is going to come back and rear its head again, Rabosai, where? Scream out? In the end of Tosis, beautiful. Okay, but one more point, says the Rashba, Vim Tomar. And now the Rashba asks a beautiful pshat question. In Cain, Migulamui. If it's Xeris HaKosov, so say it's Xeris HaKosov, then why say it's Metarix Dibure? Another Amevin Yavin. Tosis assumed that there's this gufa, the nafgamina between the Mandamar Adam Neman al Atzmo versus Mataris Dibure, Amevin Yavin. Close brackets. But the Rashba asks, so why do you need a migu? If it's Xeris HaKosov, what's the migu? Ikala Meimar. By the way, Rabbos, I want to be mechazik you always. Never be distracted when I do Amevin Yavin. Okay? Don't, if it's not so clear, leave it in the brackets. I'm Avin Yavin is to throw out something to work on. Half of the time when I'm saying that I'm Avin Yavin is also because I myself don't have it entirely worked out. I throw out I'm Avin Yavin because I want to get some of the Talmidim's responses. So just leave that in brackets and don't say, oh, I didn't follow that. The I'm Avin Yavins are purely just something interesting to throw out an extra bone. But it's not part of the Etzem Shir. V'im Tomar Imke Migul Amali. So why ask the Rashba if it's Xeris HaKosov Hoda Elov, then why the Migu? Ikal Meimer. The Kule High Law Minan Shei Neman Kishein Sham Sas Migu. He says, we would not believe the guy based on the Xeris HaKosov Hoda Elov without a Migu. Kivan Shemachishel Sashnaim Legamri. Because there are two Eidim that are saying the opposite of you. When are you believed when there's no Eidim? But once Edom are saying the opposite of you, how do we know that the Torah there is going to believe you? The Hoida Elov Karina Beida Edom Yisrael Misna. What's a simple reading of a Hoida Elov? That I listen to the Edom. So that would seem to indicate that the Eidim have the ultimate believability against the individual. And let's leave the Rajba's Raya out. So the Rajba has this interesting category where the Rajba says that the Migu is, on the one hand, is Exeris HaKosov that we're able to be Mataritz Dibure, and therefore it's not Migu B'Mokam Eidim because it's being Mataritz Dibure. On the other hand, I need Exeris HaKosov to tell me. I'm sorry, but I need the Migu to, in the Gemara, I need to explain it's Mataritz Dibure because when it comes to this Mataritz Dibure maybe shouldn't work against Eidim at all. So the answer is, on the one hand, the Torah says that we believe the fellow, but the Torah also says we believe the Eidim. So if the Torah says you believe me, and the Torah says you believe the Eidim, so it's a contradiction. We don't believe anybody. Comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara explains that the Rabbanan understands that if you're able to be Mataritz Dibure, then you're not contradicting the Eidim. Why? Because in this case, the Eidim are not being Modiyami. What are the Eidim being Modiyami? That I ate? It's true I ate. They think I ate B'Shogeg? No, I ate B'Mezit. So Mataritz Dibure is not a Migu. It's not a Migu Makom Eidim, but it's the ability, it's ability for me to get out of the fact that I'm contradicting the Eidim, and ultimately I am going to be believed against the Eidim. That's how Mataritz Dibure works. And all of this is part of the words of the Pasuk, Oh Hoda Eilah. On the one hand, the Eidim are important to inform me. On the other hand, we mentioned it's informing me, not informing Besdin. So how does that work? The answer is both. I have the ability myself to come along and say that I'm chayv a carbon. Eidim have the ability to come along and say that I'm chayv a carbon. What happens if I contradict the Eidim? Then you believe me. Why? The answer is because we're being Mataritz Diburai. If we're being Mataritz Diburai, so then what the Eidim saw, what they thought they saw, wasn't exactly what they thought. And I'm not even contradicting the Eidim. All I'm doing is I'm explaining, as Tosfos himself also spelled out, the context that they don't entirely know about. And that's the omek, according to the Rajba, of the words, Oh, ho, thy love. If I'm even Yavin, it would be interesting if we would spend 3 weeks on the sugya, is to compare that to the way Rashi understood Oh, ho, thy love, to compare it to the way Tosfos understood Oh, ho, thy love, to compare it to the way the Ritva understood Oh, ho, thy love. Lo alecham l'chol l'gmar. That's something else for you guys to Bezer Hashem look into. Yeah, Eliezer Shlom.
Why would we even think that we would need the Migu? Because why would we think that the Torah would lose to Eidim? Why wouldn't we think that the Torah would be Eidim?
Why would we think that the Torah would say the Eidim lose to Mataritz Dibure?
Why would we think that the Eidim and the Torah would clash?
The Eidim don't clash with the Torah.
So then why would we need this Migu?
Again, the Rajba says, I need this Migu because without it, if the Eidim contradict him, I might think the Eidim should be believed.
Saying, why would we think the Eidim should be believed over what the Torah
Because it says, no, because the Torah says, Oh Hoda, that the Eidim inform him. The Eidim inform him. Yes, Nate, Gedalia, and then we'll move on.
The Lashon of the Rashba is Migu Ksat. Ksat is Migu, I apologize. So
that's a Mataritz Dibure.
Why doesn't he just say Mataritz Dibure? Why doesn't he just say Ksat is Migu? That's the only reason I'm a little... whatever.
He means that if you don't have... I'll explain to you. He doesn't want to use the word Mataritz Dibure. He wants to say something that's more succinct. So he's saying that this is a partial Migu, which he's referring to as, I think he's referring to Mataritz Dibure. You want to know at the end of the day, why didn't he just say the words Mataritz Dibure? Wait just a second.
The fact that he says
Wait. Just a second.
What's up?
give a geschmack answer. I understand that as simply being him being brief. That's the only explanation I have. Yeah, what do you want to say?
It's actually amigu. Maybe according to the Rashba, he holds his mamish amigu to overcome it. I know that's a little bit of a stretch, but
I think that there's legitimacy to what you're saying. I think there's legitimacy to what you're saying, but that needs to be developed. It needs to be developed. But I hear what you're saying, because the Rajba said that it's amigu b'makom edim, and the Rajba even said that when he said lo achalti, he says that lo achalti klal is even going to work, which is mashma that it's more like amigu than as opposed to matari tigure. And you see, that's why it's something to work on. It's something to work on. I hear what you're saying. I wasn't all mill on this, and I hear what you're saying, Nate. I hear what you're saying. Yes, Yisrael.
I think I just wanted to use the lashon of the Gemara in Precepts.
Could be. Definitely, Nate's pshat is much more of a fancier pshat. But that could be.
I said I was going to go on. You know, Tinchas, I like it. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So, according to the way you're reading it,
yes.
When it says, the application shard, Zainan, the anal name, Nico, Kazakan, Kom, Edom, is that talking about Mitarit Tiburay already?
Yes, correct.
Even though it's saying
Mitarit Tiburay doesn't work, like the Tosin Yashan points.
So, kind of like Nate's question, why would it say Nico?
That's what it's Mamish's question. So, we gave two answers. Either Nate wanted to advance, that could very well be that the Rajva, unlike other Rishonim, holds that there is some type of real meaning that's at play. By the way, against, this is one of the things I want to discuss with Talmidim at 1:30, against the way I had learned, I saw most Achronim understand that Rashi holds it's a real migu, so if you want, you can call it sheet that's Rashi.
I was going to say, it could be
that sheet is Rashi. I have Reb Shmuel Rozovsky on my side, I think, but it could be. But it seems like there are many who assume that way. That's one of the things I'm going to discuss at 1:30. But that's what you wanted to suggest. Or the other possible Yisrael suggests is a Lashon Gemara, is that it has me. Yisrael, you had your hand up before.
I was just saying that perhaps this was the answer to the Sarachin Gadol earlier.
Yeah.
That the fact that
which Sarachin Gadol reminds me
where we say Anu Melsa Shasha Amar La Chalti
right
Nosa Kihilu
right
Amar La Chalti Shogat. Is it that? Since there's a migu, that he could have not been mamashish the Edom, and therefore it's ki'ilu.
Right. In other words, and that's what Nate was saying, that really there's a migu here that's at play, mamash. That's what you want to say. There's really a migu that's at play. And somehow, see what the problem is, and how does the entire tzibure work? Then you get stuck on the other side.
It makes him eligible for the side.
Right. Which, and that required, that's a very difficult svara, how that works. And that ain't a chanami. Good. I like what you're saying. That also answers Nate's question. Rabosai, let's continue on in Tosfos. Vim Tomar asks Tosfos, all the way on the bottom. The rest of the Tosfos is explained according to Rabbi Meir. If anybody is stuck in that, we said it relatively quickly on Thursday. And now we're going to start with a new kasha, and everybody could jump in. This is an entirely new kasha, two lines before Divur Maskil Asha Mayinu Garben, to the point that this could just as well be a new Divur Maskil. V'im Tomar V'eich Neman. Everybody have it? V'im Tomar. Heich Adam Neman. Heich Neman Lomar Meizid Ayisi. However the Mitaritz Dibure works. But how is it that a person is believed to say Meizid Ayisi? A person cannot turn himself into a Rasha. So if I could be Matriach the Talmidim, I have a Yevamis, if I could just be Matriach Talmidim, who have my Gemaras over there, I'll just spell out the case in Sanhedrin, Daf Tes on the base. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us the following. The Gemara says that if a person says that he had a homosexual relationship, birotzon. So then the halacha is that we say ein adam meisim atzmo rasha. We have to throw out his testimony because a person cannot turn himself into a rasha. So says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tesam Beis. That there's a difference between whether a person says ploni ravani lirtsoni or the onsi. If he he says, Ploni Rava Laonso, that he was raped. So then in such a case, Hu Ve'echad Mitzdarfin La'argo. Since he's not making himself a Rasha, so then in such a case, he and somebody else could, if he says it about himself that he was raped, Reuven says it, and Binyamin says that he also saw it, so then in such a case, they could put the Roveya to death. However, says Rava, what happens if that he says Lirt so no? He says he did it for so. So Rava's of the the Gemara says he's a Rasha. Al Tashi's Rasha ain't. Rava says no. Adam Karavai Salatsmo, but ain't Adam Mesamatsmo Rasha. So since he's a Karov to himself, so then in such a case, ain't Adam Mesamatsmo Rasha. Says Rashi, ain't Adam Nifsal the Eidus Bodas Piv, the Adam Karavats Atsmo. Hilkach, ain't Adam Yachalasim Atsmo Rasha. He can't make himself a Rasha. He can't say about himself that he did a Maisa Avera. Klomal Eidus Atsmo Inas Rasha, a Torah Pasla Karov Le Eidus. Vinerag HaRova. And according to the opinion of Rava, he'll also be able to put the fellow to death, because what we're going to do is we're going to divide his words. Famous expression, palgina diburet. And we're going to say, vis-a-vis himself, ain't all the mason atzma rasha. Vis-a-vis the other person, so then in such a case, he's going to be able to put the robot to death. Which means, when it involves somebody else, we'll be able to be palgina dibura. But if we're not talking about the robeya, but we're talking about the person himself, we discount the Eidos because of Ein Adam Eisam Atzmo Rasha. Now, it happens to be that Rava's case is actually a complicated case, because on the one hand, we put the Roveya to death. On the other hand, we don't put the person to death based on another mechanic of Palkina Dibure. That's why I wanted to look up the Gemara inside. But, at the end of the day, if we take half of what Rava said, leaving aside putting the Roveya to death, a person cannot incriminate himself. That's a very basic rule. And that's the rule, even though it appears in a more complicated case in Sanhedrin test on the base, but the basic rule is Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. Asks Tosfos, based on that rule of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha, so in such a case, what do you mean? You could say Mezid Ayisi. We would throw out if you say Mezid Ayisi. So we throw it out. If we throw it out, so you can't be Mataritz Diborcha. And therefore, you say Lo Achalta. You're not believed to say Lo Achalti Shoge Gela Mezid. So now, it's you against the Eidim. If it's you against the Eidim, according to Man Dabra, it says that you're believed only because Mataritz Dibure, you lost that possibility. So now you should be chayiv, the karba. That's Tosis Kash. V'yesh loimer. Answers Tosis something interesting. De'ein adam nemal nifsal atzmo. A person is not believed to make himself pasul. Aval hacha oise tshuva. But here he's doing tshuva. Ve'ein aroitze lahavi chulin ba'azara. And he doesn't want to bring chulin into the azara. Because this guy is doing tshuva. And since he's doing tshuva, he's believed. And if he's in the process of doing tshuva, he would not want chulin brought to the azara. Now, Rabosai, there are a few different ways of reading the Tosfos, and I'm going to continue with this tomorrow. What I'm going to say, Birtz Hashem, in the next 10 or 15 minutes is a beautiful lumdus in terms of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. But I have to tell you, before I give you the lumdus of Ein Adam Eisam Atzmo Rasha, I really don't understand ad hasof the words of Tosfos. If I would have been the Bali Tosfos, which obviously I'm not worthy, and obviously Bali Tosfos thought differently than me, I when I first read Tosfos, I would have just stopped Aval Hacha Osa Tshuva. Here he's doing Tshuva. I would have stopped right there. And therefore, what is Tosfos saying? The Yisod that we saw from the Shita Mikubetzes, Daniel Stroh's Svara. And that is, that since we're talking about a personal karbon, at the end of the day, when we're talking about a personal karbon, so then I am believed over Aiden. And therefore, even though normally I'm not believed for Mezid or Yisi, but here, since this is something personal, which is unlike, many of the Talmidim were bothered by this, which is unlike Misas Bezdin, which is not a personal kapara, and I'll prove to you, Misas Bezdin is not a personal kapara, because Bezdin puts me to death if I didn't have Avera Chasachalil, whether I agree or whether I don't. It's not personal. Only karbon is something that we've discussed up until now is personal. And that is that when it comes to karbon, I bring the carbon. The Edom are just there to inform me. The way Tosfos understands, oh, hold on, love, to inform me. Therefore, Tosfos says, according to the man de Amar, who holds that you're able to be Metaris Dibure, it's because this idea of Nemonus, of the Bala carbon, is that it's based on Tshuva. And even though we normally say, Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha, over here, in such a case, we would say that he's able to be Metaritz Dibure because we're dealing with karbon itself. And then, in such a case, I have a believability vis-a-vis my kapara, and therefore, if I believe that I'm required a kapara because I did it b'shogeg, I'm believed. And if I believe I'm not chayav a karbon because I did it b'mezid, I'm also going to be believed because it's my personal kapara. And I know that b'shogeg I bring a karbon, and I know b'shogeg b'mezid I don't bring a karbon. And therefore, if I know that I'm not chayiv a karbon because I did it b'mezid, I will not want, that's the end of Tosfos, I will not want chulin to be brought by Zara. So back into the words of Tosfos, v'yesh lomar de'ein neman lifsal atzmo. Normally, a person's not neman to make himself puzzle. Aval hacha osa tshuva. Here we're talking about a person who's doing tshuva. And therefore, ve'ena rotze lavi chulin v'azara. And he doesn't want to bring chulin la'azara. So, if I say that I'm chayiv a karbon, so then I'm actualizing my kapara. If I think I did it b'mezid, I won't want to bring chulin b'azara, and you trust me. And if I hold that I'm lo chalti at all, I'm believed based on the Gzeres HaKosov, and that is the Gzeres HaKosov that tells us that I'm able to be Metaritz Diburai. So it seems that what Tosfos is doing is two things. And again, this requires even a little bit more work, but Tosfos seems to be doing two things. He's saying, since we're talking about Karbon, that's Osa Tshuva. And therefore, I'm going to be believed if I don't want to bring Chulin Ba'azara. If I think that these guys got it wrong, they thought I ate B'shogeg, and in truth, I ate B'mezid, so I'm going to be bringing Chulin Ba'azara. So what Tosfos means when he says Aval Hacha Osa Tshuva, he's talking about, here we're talking about the topic of doing tshuva, and in a case of mezid, I'm believed because I don't want to bring chulin b'azara. Whether that's the only way of reading Tosfos, yesh ladun, but this is the way Tosfos says it. I leave off with a tzarachiyun that Tosfos in Yevamos says it slightly differently. I think some of the Talmidim made photocopies. Was there photocopies made of Tosfos in Yevamos? Somebody might want to pass it around. Tosfos points out in another sugya of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha, Tosfos says Hainu Lifsal Es Atzmo. Avol Nemanu Lomar Gabe Achilas Chelev Mezid Ayisi Kida Amar Bekrisus De Ein Lanu Lachofo Lahavi Chulin LaAzara. Tosfos in Yevamos doesn't mention that he's doing tshuva, but Tosfos over here says we don't want to force him to bring chulin b'azara. What does Tosfos mean? The ain Eidim say that I'm chayiv a karbon. And I don't think I'm chayiv a karbon. I don't think I'm chayiv a karbon. Lo achalti. I didn't eat at all. So I believe when you try, when you aid and try to force me to bring chulin ba'azara, I believed against chulin ba'azara. Tells doesn't explain why. Why am I believed chulin ba'azara? Presumably because again, there's something unique about carbon, that carbon is something that's personal, and therefore you can't force me to bring chulin ba'azara. Maybe Tosis doesn't need the idea of tshuva, Tosis and Yevamis. Tosis and Yevamis, all he needs is, you Adim cannot force me to bring a carbon. Because at the end of the day, I will not bring a carbon if I think that it's chulin ba'azara. Outside of the svar of tshuva. So I have a tzarech yun, what is the yisod ha-machlokis between Tosin Yevamis and Tosis in Bamitzia? Why did Tosin Bamitzia say that he's doing tshuva? Yeah, Tosis in Yevamis does not say that he's doing tshuva. Is this a machlokis or is this not? Tosis in Yevamis is actually clearer to me than Tosin Bamitzia. Tosin Yevamis just simply says that when it comes to Kachim, you cannot force me to bring chulin ba'azar. Okay. Now, on this question, there is a third answer. The Ramban. I didn't put on the Maariv Mekomos, but the Ramban himself, thank you very much. The Ramban is very, very, very clear. It's two lines. And the Ramban's Yisod is by far clearer than what the Bali Tosa said. Says the Ramban. The Lav Milsi, in the Brown edition, it's page Yud Beis, six lines before Ela Malapit. The Lav Milsi, first word on the rhyme is Russia. The Lav Milsi, the Lo Shayich Ein Oda Mesim Atzma Russia, Elagabe Edus. The only time we say Ein Oda Mesim Atzma Russia is in regards to Edus. If he says Ploni Ravani Lertzoni, we don't passel as Eidus and we say Palgina Lediburek. Aval Kisha Omer Mezira Yisi Ein Omrim Lo Lavi Carbon Hovu Yodeh Batz Moshe Nechayev Bo. So Rabosai, I like to sometimes give you the easier job. I think this Ramban, I didn't ask anybody to explain to me what Tosas was saying. Could anybody tell me what the Ramban is saying? I think the Ramban is extremely clear. The Ramban clearly explains when we say Ein Oda Mesim Atzma Rasha and why, in this case, we don't say Ein Oda Mesim Atzma Rasha. Who can tell me what the Ramban is saying? Yes, Mayor?
It seems like it's going back on what Rabban said. Like, what's the mechanism of Mesim Atzma Rasha?
Good.
The fact that he's a Karavan himself. So that's Bichlal in the whole temple of Aethers. But we said here that Karban isn't necessarily this Aethers Nehman.
Very good. The Ramban says, Ein on the Mesim Atzma Rasha is a halacha that was said by Rav in the context of Aethers. There we don't believe a person when it comes to making himself a Rasha. Here we're not talking about Aethers. Here we're talking about a Karban. And when it comes to a Karban, on the Mesim Atzma Rasha. Beautiful answer. Very, very straightforward answer. Very straightforward answer. Ein Oda Mesim Atzma Rasha is Halach and Eidus. Tosas is much more, the Bali Tosas are much more confusing. The Bali Tosas are much more confusing. So these are the Ramban's Yisod. Now, I wanted to share with you a beautiful Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger appears, yeah, thank you, in Ksubis on the Afyut Beis on the Beis. And this Rabbi Kiva Eger, I did not realize this. 17 years ago, when I learned Bava Metzia, I didn't realize it when I learned the Talmidim, with the Talmidim Bava Metzia, 8 years ago. I didn't stop at this when I learned with the Talmidim Ksubis 7 years ago as well as last year. But now I realize that this Rabbi Kiva Eger and Ksubis is directly connected to this Ramban and Tosos. But you're going to need to give me 3 minutes to develop a very basic shaila that Rabbi Kiva Eger has. Mistapakna. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I have the following suffix. Be'ishis Kohen. Sha'omeres Cain. What was the case? A woman says that she was raped when she was an arusa. Now, the halacha is a woman who's raped when she was already married, unfortunately, is usher to a kohen. Fortunately for the man and the woman, the Torah says that she's usher to a kohen. But she's mutter to her husband if he's a Yisrael. What happens if a woman who's an Ashes kohen says that she was raped in Arusa, and then she gets married to him and she never says anything? And then afterwards, when she's in the Sua, she informs that really she's usher to the husband. So now, the halacha is according to the Gemara that a woman is believed to say Mishei Rastani Nenasi. A woman's believed to say that. That's all we need, that's all one needs from Ksubis, that the Mishnah says that. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, now I have the following suffix. If a woman says that, is she believed to take her Ksuba? D'yesh lomar, what's the crux of the question? One could say, D'im ema damrinan ein adam meis matzma rasha. So on the one hand, she's no longer entitled to the Ksuba because she wasn't supposed to get married. On the other hand, ein adam meis matzma rasha, she's making herself a rasha. How she make herself a rasha? Being raped is not a rasha. We don't blame the victim. Then why is she a rasha? Because she shouldn't have gotten married. Because it was a kohen. Shouldn't have gotten married. So everybody got Rabbi Kiva Eger Safek? Kiva Eger Safek is the rule of Ein Adam Meisa Matzma Rasha apply to a woman who got married be Isser? That's his Safek. His son, the great Rabbi Shloime Eger, who we have his parish on Shulchan Aruch, Gilyon Marasha. The Gilyon Marashah on Shulchan Aruch is not the great Marashah in the back of the Gemara, but it's Rabbi Shloime Eger, the son of Rabbi Kiva Eger, advanced his father's Shaila, and he connected it to our Sugya. And he says as follows, says Rabbi Shloime Eger, the Chakira is Ein Adam Meisam Atzmo Rasha, a halacha in Eidus, or is it a halacha that applies in Kol HaTorah Kula? If I say Ein Adam Meisam Atzmo Rasha is a halacha in Eidus, so there, in the case of the Isha, it wasn't Eidus. It's not Eidus, it's a shaila about her personal status, which Rumeimela will tell us whether she's entitled to the Ksuba or not. If I go, let's use our terminology, like the Ramban, who said that the reason why, in our case, a person's allowed to say, I'm chayiv a carbon or I'm not chayiv a carbon, stand up, Eli, is because of Ein Adam Meisam Atzmo Rasha is a din in Eidus. So then in such a case, what? Then in such a case, this instance has nothing to do with Eidus, and we don't say Ein Adam Meisam Atzmo Rasha, and therefore the woman would be believed. Because Ein Adam Meisam Atzmo Rasha is halacha specifically in Agadas Eidus. By the way, if you look in the Gemara in Yavama, in Sanhedrin, the Gemara speaks Al Toshes Rasha Eid. You could very well understand like this side of the Ramban and like this side of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Or you could say no. You could say Ein Adam Meisam Atzmo Rasha is not a halacha in Eidus. It's a halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula. That, in general, we don't believe a person when they make themselves into a Rasha. Wait a second. It's a halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula. And therefore, if it's halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula, then on this woman we would say Ein Adam Meisam Atzmo Rasha as well. And then in such a case, we wouldn't believe her, and she'd be entitled to her Ksuba. So this is a safek of Rabbi Shloime Eger. Rav Shlaim Eger brings a fascinating Rashi in Ksubis Yudches Amebeis. Let's see, do we have Ksubis here? No. Can I make a trade for Sanhedrin for a Ksubis? Thank you. Rashi in Ksubis on Yudches Amebeis has a very, very interesting formulation of Ein Adam Eisem Atzma Rasha. Says Rashi, Ein Adam Eisem Atzma Rasha, Yudches on the base, towards the bottom, Ein Oy Neman Lissalas Atzma, Mechas Kasa, the Karov Weitz Atzma. A person is a Karov, and he can testify on himself, Lignai. Vikarov Pasol Eidus, and a Karov is Pasol Eidus. So this guy is pasul eidus against himself. But if it's not halacha and eidus, if it's other things, is medayik Reb Shlaim Eger, Rashi would say that you are believed. And we don't say another mesem atzma rasha. However, take a look at Reb Shlaim Eger, who then quotes our Tosfos. He then, first word on the line is umashikasa, five lines before the end. Leave aside, when you're doing chazar on your own, leave aside when he quotes the Ramah and the Sefer, the Tshuvas HaRamban. All of those things are quite complicated. Start with Rashi and Ksubis. Just do the first six lines in the Rabbi Akiva Eger and the last seven lines. The other Marmakomas are not relevant. Ubepere kama dubam mitzia hikshu betoslos heich neman lomer gabi achalti chelem mezer isi vayin adem eisem atzma rasha mashma degam lav linyin eidus amrin ein adem eisem atzma rasha. From Tesis is Kasha, you see ein adem eisem atzma rasha is not a halacha in eidus. So what's our osaf at Rabbi Akiva Eger? It's a Beferish Ramban, like the Rashi, that the Ramban by us says Beferish, like Reb Shlaim Eger was Medayik in Rashi. That is goof of the Ramban's teretz. Ain't all the Mezim Atzma Rashi is Allah and Eidos? And the question doesn't start. Of course you could say Mezid or Yisi, when we're talking about something that's outside of Eidos, because the whole nature, this is the addition from Rashi and Ksubis, the whole nature of the psul of Ain't all the Mezim Atzma Rashi, it comes from the fact that a karov is pasul, bein lignai, bein latov. A karov is pasul. If that's so, the halacha may know the mitzvah matz rasha is because adam karov eats el atzma. Adam care about el atzma is a halacha in eidus. It's a psul eidus. If it's a psul eidus, so then in such a case, that will only apply in regards to eidus, not the karbon. And that's goof for the teretz of the Ramban. And I want to add, Taisus didn't say that. Taisus said something very, very cryptic that we're a little bit confused. Is there a machlokes between Taisus in Yevamis and Taisus in Bava Metzia? At the end of the day, Taisus says that it's tshuva, and if it's tshuva, he's believed, and to the point. This guy wants to do tshuva, and they're telling him to bring chulal azara. In such a case, that you don't believe Edom, if Edom want to force me to do chulal azara when I'm doing tshuva. We had a tzarachin. Why did Taisus by us say he's doing tshuva? Well, Taisus and Yevamis didn't say that. But at the end of the day, Taisus' answer clearly is that you would say in Adam Eisem Atzma Rasha, but over here, we can't evoke Ein Adam Eisem Atzma Rasha because of the problem of Chulin Bazara. At the end of the day, the Edom cannot force me to initiate a process that I know is Chulin Bazara. Because the carbon, when I bring the carbon, doesn't come from the Edom. The carbon comes from me. So the carbon can't force me to bring, you can't be mechayev me to create chulin bazar. Okay, Mirtzeh Hashem, tomorrow we are going to go on with Asham Hainu Karban. We're going to go on in the Gemara Rashi.